Unit 1. Listening. Part 4. Exercise 4. Speaker 1.
It's funny because I was never really aware of just what an extraordinary woman my Aunt Patty was. I mean, she was always away working, so I didn't really see too much of her. When she invited me to come out on one of her trips, it was a real eye-opener to see what she was doing. I suppose she was unconventional in that not many women are attracted to that sort of job. She'd be out in all weathers, even in these really mountainous seas. But, you know, she never used to panic. She just got on with the job, whatever the danger. She was totally competent, even when things got really rough. And, do you know, she'd never learnt to swim.
Speaker 2.
For my dad, nothing was too much trouble, especially when people showed a bit of interest in what he was up to. You know, when he was working, he'd be digging away at some excavation or other, and members of the public, visitors, would just come up to him and start talking to him, and he'd drop whatever he was doing, and, you know, even if he'd been working all day, he'd be really conscientious about giving him a complete tour of the site, with a free lecture thrown in. Personally, I wouldn't have that sort of patience. But then I guess I take more after my mother, who's always in a rush.
Speaker 3.
My brother's a real perfectionist. You know, he's been spending a lot of time recently getting this new show ready, and he's been going to incredible lengths to get this new trick right. Like, he's been practicing and practicing in front of this video camera he's got for weeks, it seems. It's been driving the rest of us mad. What he does is play it back afterwards, the camera, I mean, to check you can't see how it's done from any angle. He just wants to hoodwink absolutely everyone. You know how observant kids are, especially. So he goes on and on till he's totally satisfied.
Speaker 4.
Ivan was really one of my dad's mates, but we counted him as one of the family. And he was one of those outgoing types who could speak to anyone and incredibly generous with us kids, always came back with some unusual gift or other from his trips. And then he'd sit down with us and help us do our schoolwork and so on. We loved him and we loved his stories of his underwater adventures and the strange creatures he'd seen. He made it sound as if he'd been doing something extremely dangerous and he'd been incredibly brave. No doubt we were a bit naive, but we lapped it all up.
Speaker 5.
Margot was one of my mother's cousins, actually. Personally, I never got to know her well because she was always travelling here and there. She had so many engagements. I've got a few of her recordings from her younger days, though. The sound quality is not too good now because we've listened to them so many times. And, you know, after a time, the vinyl gets worn out, but I think her playing really does reflect her optimism and joy. You just wouldn't suspect that she was going blind at the time. What courage in the face of such an affliction, don't you think?